It sounds absolutely wonderful, David. David, let's talk a little bit about the technology that's involved. I was wondering if you're going down, you're going to be sampling water, for instance, to see, what kind of pollutants or maybe how pure it is. Hopefully that's what we'll find, right? What kind of testing will you be doing yourself? What will you be sending out? I also understand, for instance, you're going to have a solar-powered bike with you. What does that mean? Does that mean you're carrying an enormous PV cells over your head as you're biking along, so you get shade while you're powering along?
Well, what we are going to do is we're going to have a solar panel in one of the canoes that will be charging a battery, and that battery will be used to charge our camera for the trip, be used to charge the GPS, also our Wi-Fi, so we can do updates on the web. Included in that charging potential is for the River Rally, we're going to add some of the stuff that actually we live with here on our farm. We've had an electric bike that basically is a bike with a battery assist. It helps you maintain high speed, so I can go up hills like 18 miles an hour. And it's kind of fun to watch people check you out as you're going up a hill pretty fast. And make it more of a commuting bike by adding the electric. There's solar oven we should have as well for the River Rally, and maybe we can cook some of our foods as we travel down the river, depending on whether it's sunny or not. So it's trying to celebrate again the ingenuity and all the incredible solutions we've already come up with for living on a greener planet, living with less energy use, living with agriculture systems that not only are benign to the environment, but also helpful in building diversity. So a bunch of these gadgets and tests along the way, we'll have some of those things, and we'll add more for the River Rally. But it's more of a part of that celebrating what can be done with just a little bit of ingenuity.